I'm Tom Adler. I'm here with Scott Frankenberger, who is a local potter from Lafayette, Indiana, who has five pieces in the permanent collection of the Art Museum of Lafayette. Thanks for joining me, Scott, for this interview.
Glad to be here.
Could you tell us a little bit about your background, where you grew up, your early experiences with art that might have influenced your decision to become an artist?
I really didn't have much of an art background until college. Didn't have any art coursework in high school. I had what everybody has in elementary school. When I went off to college, I was intending to be a math major, and it came from a family where many of my relatives, my grandfather, my uncle, were math majors, math mm-hmm. teachers, and so that was kind of in the picture. But during my sophomore year at college, I was part of a study abroad program for 6 months that took us to Europe. We were stationed in southern Germany, but we were encouraged to travel mm-hmm. as much as possible. We had 3-day weekends and sometimes 5-day weekends, and we were basically told to get off campus, right. go see what there was to see. Mm-hmm. And in many cases, that was art. And one of the professors that was with us was an art history professor, and he was a resource. I mean, he was right there if we had questions when we came back from experiences. So when I came back from Europe, I decided to take some art classes, some studio art classes, and thoroughly enjoyed it, and decided to switch my major to art. And I picked up a teaching license as well at the same time. This was in Wisconsin, and I went to a small school called Lawrence University. And so I graduated with a teaching license and a focus in art, mm-hmm. with an art major. Moved into the Lafayette area, taught high school at Harrison High School for 2 years back in early 1970s, and an opportunity came up at Purdue to for an assistantship in the ceramics mm-hmm. department. I had made connections with the professor at the time, Marge Levy, mm-hmm. and she invited me to, there was an opening that came up, and she knew I was interested in learning more about clay in particular. So I had an assistantship in the ceramic department for about 2 years, and my studies lasted for 3 years. And when I was finished, I decided to go for it, to try to make mm-hmm. a living in art. Marge Levy had been very encouraging in many ways. In one of the ways she was instructive and encouraging was she gave her students a lot of background in the professionalism of the skill, not just what you could do with the material, but how to go about making a living from whatever you were using, in her case, clay. But we learned how to keep books, how to approach galleries, how to be a professional, in addition to how to maintain a work schedule and so forth, to be professional about it rather than to kind of be flaky about it, you know, waiting for inspiration to come, sitting around for people to come and find you, you know, that wasn't going to work. So I credit her in many ways with having a strong business sensibility when I decided to make the transition. And the first 5 years were probably a little touch and go, mm-hmm. but finally I found my footing, and customers eventually found me, and I was able to make a reasonable living from it, and now I'm making a good living from it. So. That's kind of the long version of the short story.
When I look at your pieces, I say immediately, that's a Scott Frankenberger. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about what you'd consider your distinctive style, techniques, aesthetic behind your work?
Yeah, I like for my pieces to look like they're made out of clay. That sounds silly in some ways, but I like for the pieces to look like they still have a little bit of motion left in them. Like in some cases, as you turn it around, the form is viewable from all sides. It looks mm-hmm. like it came from the wheel. There's maybe no strong focal point necessarily, because every turn of it gives you something new to see. And I like my pieces, whether they're made on the wheel or not, because I do a lot of hand building as well, to have a lot of sort of inner life, a lot of motion maybe mm-hmm. that's implied by the form. So I think that, you know, if there's anything that's sort of central to my work, it's that sense of movement, but also the glazes. I have mm-hmm. one glaze in particular that's sort of become associated with me. It's kind of a blood red color. And it's one that I developed later. For the first 10 years or so, I was working mostly in browns and earth tones. But I started getting intrigued by the idea of working with the red glaze, which, as many clay artists know, is a tricky color to control. Mm-hmm. And I, after a lot of fits and starts, I finally got some control over it. Now it's sort of associated with me in many ways. Mm-hmm. People actually get a little itchy if I start deviating from it too much. But I like to try different things with it from time mm-hmm. to time. But it is sort of a central and signature mm-hmm. color.
So was that a kind of a breakthrough for you when you were able to develop that glaze? Or are there things that you'd point to that you would say were breakthroughs or radical changes in the way that you create or your style or technique?
Yeah, I think, you know, when I started working with the red glaze, in the same way that people now say, are you not going to be doing the red anymore if I do something that's not red? The same thing happened when I started moving toward the red, because I was working with a lot of browns and sea greens and other mm-hmm. sort of earth tone color. So when I started moving toward the red, those people were sort of left behind. Although in many cases they did grow, this red color did grow on them. Mm-hmm. But, I think most artists run into this, no matter what. Whenever you're working on something, it takes a little while for the people who may become your audience to warm up to whatever you're doing. And then as an artist, we all evolve with time. If you do the same thing forever, you're going to get bored. So mm-hmm. as you start to move on, some of your audience will move with you and some won't. And mm-hmm. you'll also maybe find some new audience as well that didn't like what you were doing before. So, you know, it's part of the life of the artist. It comes with the territory. So I'm sort of used to it by now.
Are you, in your current work, are you doing anything that's terrifically different from the pieces that we have in our permit collection?
Not terrifically different, although in the last maybe 5 years I've had some more opportunities, not only for pieces that I want to try on my own, not necessarily hoping that it'll sell or not, you know, that's not the point of the piece, but also I've gotten some opportunities for private or public commissions. Mm-hmm. I've done some mural work in combination or in collaboration with another artist here in town. I've done some work on my own. I have a piece in the Armstrong building at Purdue, which was a special commission that's made out of steel and mm-hmm. wood-fired clay pieces that is very unlike what people would associate with me. I've done a sculpture for the city of Lafayette that's made out of railroad ties and steel, mm-hmm. welded steel, that unless you saw the plaque, you wouldn't know I had anything to do with it. And then I've done some large-scale murals in the food science building and elsewhere at Purdue and off campus. So I've had some opportunities, I think, as a part of getting older that, you know, maybe as a young artist, I just wouldn't have had. You know, people have confidence in me now to complete the project mm-hmm. in an interesting way. So I've had that. But also in the work that I do in my studio, the smaller work, I'm trying some new things. Maybe to me they're new. They might be minor variations on things that I've done before, but they're not dramatically different, but to me they're different.
Mm-hmm. When did you first start exhibiting your work, and are there significant solo or group exhibitions you've been in, maybe awards or recognitions you've received?
Well, in the beginning, would wherever there was an opportunity to put something out for exhibit, and most often that was something local. It might be something at the art museum then, and other opportunities in the local area. But then also I started entering some more regional shows, and occasionally a piece would get accepted. Occasionally a piece might win a prize or a small, you know, a mm-hmm. recognition award. I think the one show that really kind of gave me a kickstart was just kind of on a, not really a dare, but a dare to myself. I entered a show that was sponsored by the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. It was a nationally juried show. It was going to be a survey of porcelain being done at that time. This was mm-hmm. in early 1980s, I think. I have to look back. But it was around 1900.